Mountain Regional's general manager, Andy Armstrong, said they're coming back to the county council later this summer to discuss a rate increase for this year and 2015.
Well, I think we're only going to be chatting with the county council about 2 years. You know, we'll be talking about 3.5% this fall and 3.5% the following fall. And I've found in the water industry, if you try to get out beyond 2 years, you're it's a bit of a stretch.
No, that's nothing compared to Park City's 12%.
Yeah, it's less. I mean, we had some pretty significant rate increases early on when we were getting our regionalization put together.
The council also approved last week a new structure for impact fees, which is the fee charged to new growth. Armstrong said it generally is setting a uniform and lower impact fee for their customers in the basin.
Uniformly, with the exception of Promontory, who has a different rate structure because of some pre-existing contracts and original investment that they put into Mountain Regional. So they have a different impact fee. All the rest of our customers have one common impact fee now.
How much did prices go up?
Basically, for most of our customer base, it went down. They're currently at $10,600, a little under that for most all of the district. And Promontory's went up by about $600 from where they were.
The reason they go down, because?
Basically, I think it's just a reflection that we're kind of have obtained a lot of our regionalization, and it's not as hard for us to absorb new impact to our company.
Mountain Regional is also planning on a new bond of around $2 million. It will pay for a new well and for an interconnection to the Summit Water System in Park City, although the county does have a link already to Park City's water system.
We are interconnected through our Lost Canyon facility. You know, we provide raw water to Park City at the Quinns facility. We want to put down another well and some interconnects to help us be prepared to help with regionalization for the three entities. Yes.
So where would the well go?
Next to our 15B well. We have a well out in Silver Creek drainage, which is kind of on the westerly side of Promontory at the base there.
So what does that $2 million bond mean for your ratepayers?
It depends on what kind of money we get. It's a little early to say, you know, but I think it'll be fairly long money and relatively low interest.
Mountain Regional General Manager Andy Armstrong, who added later on that County, Park City, and Summit Water will be paying equal shares for some of the facilities in a new interconnect. For KPCW, I'm Rick Brough.